93.9 WKYS commercial free hip hop and R&B. Kelson rocking on your radio. The man of the hour is finally here, Meek Mill.
Yeah, what up?
What's happening, my dude?
Ain't nothing in the building, chilling.
So you got the house party going on for you?
Yeah, you already know, man. It's live in here today.
All right, welcome back to the DMV.
Already, man. Feel good to be here.
Now, I want to say this. I want to blame you for the turn up when your intro for Dream the Nightmares come on. Like,
oh, yeah.
People just lose it.
Yeah, nah, man. That's a big record, man. In the club, I didn't expect to be like that, but now it's just turning up to another level.
Right. People put in rotation on the radio because the reaction they get.
Yeah, man. That turn up, man. It make you get a traffic ticket, man.
Right.
The beat drop.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Now, you're currently on the Dreams Come True tour. How's that been going?
Yeah, everything. We only did 2 days. We did Philly and Baltimore, and crazy. We did it live on live stream in Philly last night, so everybody could watch it worldwide, giving back to the fans. So, you know, that was crazy last night.
And you brought some of your own artists. That's when your label
Roll
with you.
Yeah, we brought Lil Snoop out. He always come out. Lee Mazin, Louis V. Gutter, and Jordan. They killed it last two. They only did Philly yesterday. They started, and they in D.C. tonight.
Let me ask you this. Do they make you work harder as an artist when you're on stage doing that thing?
Yeah, no, it definitely make me work harder. Everything make me work hard. I work up and just try to progress and advance every day. You know what I'm saying?
In an interview with Rat Fix Live, you said you didn't want to be a slave to music. I guess not working your entire life.
Yeah, no, I don't be like work every day. You know what I'm saying? I got a son too. You know, I got a family. So, you know, you got to take some days off. You just can't be trying to chase money every single day and not.
Right.
Not ignoring your family and your regular life stuff.
How close are you to finalizing the track list for DC3?
I'm like halfway through. Really, I've been on tour a lot. You know what I'm saying? Touring, moving around, so I ain't been able to get to finish it as much. So, you know, I'm only halfway through as of now.
So what's some of the features that you got so far on there?
Not a lot. I know I got Akon. I got
Nice.
Tory Lanez, Jadakiss, Future, a bunch of people. Ross, you know, the whole MMG Automatic.
Well, you know, we're definitely waiting for that. Now, with releasing the mixtape, you're also releasing a novel, Tony Story.
Yeah, Tony Story book dropping May 1st, you know what I'm saying? Tony Story was a story that I told on my album and my mixtape, part one and part two. And, you know, people liked it a lot. It became popular. So, you know, I decided to make a book about it.
How much involved were you with the writing of the Tony Story?
You know, basically I co-wrote the whole thing. You know, I just had somebody like rewrite it and you know, and make it more visually into a book.
Right.
But basically I wrote it.
That's what's up. So you were recently overseas. How was the fans over there versus your fans here in the States?
You know, overseas they don't get to see you that much, so you know they'd be more excited because they only might see you like once or twice a year, or maybe once a year might not see you at all. So you know they way more excited.
Right.
Period over there.
Like you was Mike Jack.
Yeah, no, they go ham over there.
Now speak with this because I know they were going crazy on last week. Folks were saying that you were charging folks to take pictures.
Yeah, actually I was not charging to take pictures. You know, my homies be in the crowd, and if my homie trying to make some money, you trying to get backstage, you know, you might charge. That's your fault. I don't even see nothing actually wrong. Beyonce, Rihanna, they charge $500 for a meet and greet. I'm about to do a meet and greet right now for free. I've been doing this for years, you know what I'm saying?
I guess with the blogs, they just try to blow up.
I take pictures every day, man. I just took 20 pictures. I hang in a neighborhood. I hang in a hood, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, it's average for me. I come outside every day. Pictures is average to me.
Now, the blogs were also blown the fact that you were trying to creep with Black China.
Yeah, I don't even know her. Like, Tiger, me and Tiger, we real cool, you know what I'm saying? He cool guy. And I never even met his baby mom. I seen her with his baby mom one time. And I don't just be trying to get people girls, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I never been that type of, if me and you speak or we are, me or try to get your girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even text him about that. Like, I was about to text and say, like, yo, man, like, this is crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? On Twitter, DMing somebody, hey, mine. We don't even say mine, Philly. We don't even talk like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just got a DM from O'Malley. And it was a hacker that had his page, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it ain't even come from my page at all. Ever since I said something about a blogger, you know, I got blogger friends.
Right.
When the bloggers try to attack you, they try to attack you, man. I bought a girl a Bentley, coming at Tiger baby mom, I'm charging for pictures. Once they're attacking you, they're attacking you and they don't stop.
And so I guess, so once again, just the media blowing it up again.
Yeah, that's just like outrageous right there. That's completely false. I don't even know his baby mom. I don't know her. I ain't even text him up. Like, we stars. We know what type of things that pop up on them internet things. Like, I don't even know his baby mom. And you know what I'm saying? Me and that guy, we are. I don't even play them type of games.
Right. What's your thoughts on the boss being criticized for those date rape lyrics in Rocco's song?
You know, man, I don't even care about nobody criticizing no lyrics, man. People rap about killing stuff all day, man. Mm-hmm. Biggie said, hey, rape your kid, throw over the bridge back then. It was nothing. It was just hip hop.
Right.
Now you got all these weirdos on these social sites voicing their opinion about something anybody say. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the hood. I never really cared about what nobody's saying, no rap. Rap's always been talking about killing, drugs, all types of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So you can't just criticize no one thing nobody say, man. It's imaginary visual. If a writer write about somebody getting raped in a movie, that mean he a rapist or he want girls to get raped? No, he just wrote about that in the movie.
And I find it very funny how that when Eminem was doing it, they didn't say anything.
Yeah, he talking about killing. You could kill your mom and kill your baby mom, rape her, tie you up. He had a video like he was killing his baby mom, and I don't knock him, but I don't care. I liked the video, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not going to criticize nothing he do, so don't wait to start. It's just different now, man. People can voice their opinions through a social site, and it become popular, and people turn it into anything. Me, I don't care about that. You can say whatever you want about me. I take care of my family. Mm-hmm. I'm getting money, I'm living my life, and, you know, I'm being me. I don't care about nobody saying on that stuff.
So you about to hit the stage tonight in D.C. What can we expect? Because we all going over there after this.
Yeah, this is going to be live, man. Live energy turned up. D.C., DMV area always come out, show love, man. It's going to be a movie, like, all the time.
Meek Mill hanging out on 93.9 WKYS.